Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 143, the E3 Texas Hold'em.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
Blue Arctic.
And Manville.
We took a bit of a week off because I was busy out in Los Angeles, but we'll get to that in a little bit later on.
And me and Blue were tied up at the fights.
Yep.
The Mohegan Sun.
Yep, those two, which we'll get to also. But before we go into the big things of the matter, it's time for another episode of Guess Who Died This Week? Seriously, this is becoming a weekly trend. It's weird. It's strange. I don't understand why. But apparently, old people are dying.
Not just old people.
And young people.
Alright, let me explain this.
Cancer patients?
At one point in your life, your heart will stop, shutting down your entire body, and it's called death. There you go. I just explained why.
Shit happens.
But the most recent death was a former game show host, actor, comedian, and the main villain from one of our favorite films, The Running Man, Richard Dawson.
Never seen it.
You fucker. You haven't seen the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger running
around? I'm messing with you. I just love your reaction when you think I haven't seen an awesome movie.
You asshole.
That was just
watch them re-fucking make that like Total Recall. Jesus Christ.
I think they could make it better.
Well, no, I mean,
I don't think they can, because there was such a sort of raw grittiness to The Running Man that you wouldn't be able to recapture that.
I think they can get somebody that can speak better so we can fully understand the words coming out of their mouth. Okay, Lobaldi, I'm going to hold you down and kill you.
They could do that, but what I mean is just the overall look, the overall appearance.
Well, no, like, that's...
They wouldn't have to CGI the whole thing, and it wouldn't be as cool as the original.
I don't think they'd have to CGI the whole thing.
That's what the fucking 80s was about, man. It was just basically raw stuff, and I also like the concept that...
Come on, remember the dude with the chainsaw and the motorcycle, that cool stuff?
That guy isn't dead. The guy who had the hockey, the Japanese guy. I think he's dead. There's like a couple of the actors from that movie dead. No, the big guy. The big guy with the electrode things. The ones that would shoot electricity.
Yep.
That guy's dead. I know that one for a fact. But, no, it's just like these... You know, it's just like one of those things where that, you know... The movie itself, yes, it is a interesting fact because you did have Jesse Ventura as, you know...
Well, you remember...
Yeah, Captain time. Freedom.
Yeah.
And then Big Jim Brown played Fireball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a cool one.
Watching him explode was funny.
Oh, you're thinking of the character of Dynamo, played by Erlen van Litter...
Yeah, that guy. He died
in
87. Dead.
Yes.
He died like a year after the movie.
Yeah, he had heart failure.
Yeah. Oh, and the professor, Toru Tanaka, he died back in...
That's what I was talking about, yeah.
Sub-Zero.
But it's one of those things where I, like, that is an all-star cast, but I couldn't figure out who they could possibly, if they were to make The Running Man again, mm-hmm. I don't know who they could put in. I mean, like,
they could put Statham.
Yeah, they could put Statham. But to see them go from fucking, back from, like, you know, how they had, like, Total Recall.
Yeah.
And now they're bringing it with Colin Farrell's Total mm-hmm. Recall version, which seems like they're not going to be on Mars. It seems like they're actually on the planet. So it's kind of, it's going to be a total difference. I mean, look at what they're doing with the remake of Red Dawn. Red Dawn is supposed to be made at,
Wolverines!
Well, yeah, they're Wolverines, but it's going to be, it's instead of, like, the Cubans, you know, coming up from Mexico and stuff like that, it's going to be the North Koreans this time.
So it's fucking Homefront, the
Yeah,
movie.
It's basically, this is going to be Homefront the movie, whenever it finally comes out, and I'm dying for that friggin' trailer. But, of course, Patrick Swayze can't give the nod to this movie because he's dead.
But, yeah, it's just, it's so much fun with all this death around.
So let's turn those frowns upside down. Let's talk about some of the shit that went.
No momento. I have an open fuck's sake.
Okay, you do have an open fuck's sake?
Yes, it's one that we've touched on quite a few times.
MBTA.
Of course.
Oh God, yes, I do it.
Okay. Which, by the way, there's this hilarious musical that's happening right now at Oberon called MBTA. The music, I believe, it's MBTA the musical. Let me just check that out.
It is.
MBTA.
Or no, the T.
Fuck me. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, the T, probably.
T, an MBTA musical. But it's not just about the buses. It's about the subways, the commuter rails, everything. And I've heard just so much funny shit about this musical.
I have a feeling that there's going to be somebody texting and somebody slams into something. No, I'm just kidding. They have to make sure of the incident.
I need to check something because I might be wrong about this. I might be right about it. I'm checking to see if there's... Damn it. I can't find the cast because if I looked at something correctly, one of our friends might
Emily
be...
Emily Lavadere.
Yanks.
I've seen her pictures. She is in it.
One of our old friends from Salem State.
That's fucking great. Our sister group there for the radio station.
Yes. Yeah. The That's What She Said radio show.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm so happy that she's... actually getting big into the theater over there because she's very talented.
Wicked talented.
Yes.
Not a joke.
Just the improv that she did, not only on the radio, but in Grandma's Third Leg.
Oh, yeah. That was actually... I never got to see the show until, like, I got to go to it.
Yeah, I took
it
to
it. And I was kind of like, what the hell? And then I was like, really? Grandma's Third Leg? What the hell is that supposed to mean? Does she have something hanging from down below? But anyways, it was pretty comical night.
So what's the O for fuck's sake about?
Well, as we all know, July 1st, the fares are going up.
What's that?
Yeah.
They're cutting service.
So glad I don't work in Boston anymore.
Yeah, but even here...
I'm not working in Boston. F Boston.
Because they're cutting the 436 on Sundays, which is the only bus that goes up to Union Hospital.
Oh, well, in my area.
Yeah, because I read it when I was actually heading over to your house the other day. And all this other crap, but like the other day, like, alright, well, they're almost done building the garage finally over at Wonderland. But the other day, I was heading in, you know, go to meet up with some friends, and we get over there. There's no train.
No train?
There's no trains. The power's off. The turnstiles are off. There's nothing. There's nobody from the T around, so we walk to the other side, we're making our way around. And all of a sudden, we find shuttle buses. It's like, really? Y'all can tell us that the key was down? At least put a sign up?
No.
You gotta wander around? Nope. Couldn't do that.
Time to wander around Neighbor's Key.
So, I mean, the T's really fucking up. They're really trying to take our money, or more of our money.
But not
providing service. And giving us less.
Exactly. And they're really saying, oh, we're broke, but yet you're building gigantic garages.
Mm-hmm.
That aren't really needed because there's a gigantic parking lot that held so many cars. But no, we need a garage with an underground tunnel. Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's this underground tunnel for?
It's just going to get flooded out. They're by the friggin', you know, they're by Revere Beach.
It's for drugs. It's for drugs.
Yeah, right.
Now, my personal favorite, that same exact day, I'm chilling out, relaxing on the bus. You know, there's a bunch of people being loud. So I had some headphones, I popped them in my ear, but I was texting, so of course you're not going to be on your phone, you know, listening to music because you're texting. So it's not plugged in, but it's just so I didn't have to hear the people arguing. The bus driver yells at me, telling me my music's too loud. Listen, I'm not listening to music. Turn down your music. Dude, my music is not on. And then he has the nerve, after a couple minutes of us going back and forth, to tell me, this is my boss, my rules, you follow them or get off. Dude, there's no fucking music. Look, it's not even plugged in. I can still hear it. What the fuck are you hearing?
He was having a fucking delusional last.
Then he has the nerve to tell me that for his job, they need a hearing test. Well, dude, I don't know what the fuck you hearing. Because you want for my job, we need one too, and I don't hear shit. The woman next to me is like, I don't know what he hears, but he must be retarded. And the dude's getting, like, increasingly angry. Dude, we are your customers. You know, don't sit here and argue with us.
Move back to the back of the bus, man.
It's yes. Like, really, dude? I'm just sitting here trying to get to where I'm going, and you're arguing with me over music.
Just as long as you don't move near the pistol. Oh, wait, we don't have that down here.
It's like, you know, these employees are complaining that passengers are getting ruder and ruder, but if we have to continue dealing with drivers like you, of course we're going to get mad, and of course we're going to yell.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
it's like dealing with customers, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only reason why employees are rude is because customers are rude, sometimes worse. Well, most of the time, they're worse than the employees.
All I can remember is when I was in, like, middle school and shit like that, when I hopped on the bus to get home, man, the goddamn kids wouldn't stop pressing the fucking, you know, the bell, you know, for stops, so it just fucking, the guy just fucking kicked everybody off the bus, and I was just like, this is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm one stop away from getting, so I could go home. But, yeah, it seems like it is a stressful job and stuff like that, but...
You don't need to make it worse.
Yeah, you don't need to make it worse. You just... That's one of those things where you go home, you fucking put your face in the pillow, you scream really, really loud, and then you go and zen out or some shit, man.
But, you know, my head was down, I was quiet, you know, I was just doing my thing, and he decides to pick a fight with me.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta pick the fight with the biggest guy. It's like prison. Apparently you were the biggest fucker on the bus that day.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for him being a tea driver, I probably would have popped him in the mouth.
Well, yeah, that too.
Made him my bitch.
Yeah.
And then sold him to a Mexican hooker.
For a good couple cigarettes and then make a profit that way.
Yes.
Because that's what prison's all about, kiddies.
Yes. It's about...
Beer, bitches, Merlot in the toilet, and cigarettes. That's all.
And some romance if you're unlucky.
Oh, God. If you hang your fucking your shorts low enough, yes, you are you're branded as a bitch. I don't get it.
Why do people think it's the fashion?
Anvil, you're style. From the ghetto side of Lynn, correct?
No es posible.
Exactly. So when you're over there, what is that whole concept of why is that so damn cool that they're hanging their ass out? I mean, their boxers out.
Not only that, but the whole band-aid underneath the eye.
Yeah, what? Why did... Is that... No.
That was Nelly,
remember? Yeah, Nelly. What the hell's up with Nelly?
What?
Why has he got a band-aid under his eye? Did he get punched in the face again?
No, actually, his little sister's battling leukemia, so he puts the band-aid to show that she's always in his heart.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought that was like, prison.
No, that's for her, and he helps organize bone marrow, drives to try to save his sister.
Yep.
Ooh, everybody went quiet in the room.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hip hop, I did see Nelly live. Not Nelly, I saw Usher live last week.
You saw Usher?
Yeah.
Really?
Get out of the room!
Yeah.
He was at the Xbox press conference.
Okay.
Promoting Dance Central 3.
Oh, God.
He came out to the screen and was like, hi, I'm so happy to be helping out with this game. You know, we can actually show people playing the game itself, trying out my moves, or I can show you how to do it myself. All of a sudden it gets dark, one of the screens back lifts up, there's fucking Usher doing that new single of his. I mean, it was a cool performance, but it was one of those things where, do people really think that by playing Dance Central, they'll be able to do all those backflips and everything?
See, the only thing that, when I was at PAX East, I saw the whole dance, Central, yeah.
Yeah, one of the Dance Central, I think it was Dance Central 2 at the time.
There were some pretty, you know, hot girls over there dancing and shit like that, I have to
say. As a, what was that?
Yeah, but this is the problem that I have with it, is when you're dancing, like, with the friggin' thing, it looks like you're dancing like a fucking robot. Like, you are trying to mimic the same shit that they're doing on the screen, and it seems like it's too robotic. It's not, it's not a fluid motion of dance. I mean, I don't know if it's just because I'm watching it on, like, you know, medium or something like that. Like, people are playing it at, like, at medium whenever I see them, you know, play it. Because if there's an advanced one, I would like to see that go on. But I remember watching one that they had for MTV. And the friggin' guy is breakdancing on the friggin' ground. And I was like, yeah, the Kinect can't fucking read you on the ground, buddy. I'm sorry, but that's a little bit too much. But for the most part, yeah, maybe it can teach you how to dance, but I really, you know, doubt it. Like, are you going to go to the friggin' club and start doing, like, that kind of dancing? Or, I mean, that's
supposedly,
like,
the point.
That's almost like DDR, I'm sorry, but are you going to go out there and be like, you know...
Well, the difference between DDR and that is that the camera's actually, you know, watching all the dance moves, whereas with DDR, it's just up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, up, right, left, right, one, two, blah, blah, blah.
But still, it's one of those things.
Yeah. But should we move into what I saw it over at E3? Or?
Yes.
Yes. So, first of all, you know, I had a great time at the event, but it felt a little bit calmer than last year. I don't know if it's because this is my second time going. There really wasn't that many long lines to go through to try out all the games. I think the longest I had to wait in line for was for Zombie U, and that was like 20 minutes.
So, was that guy there that got tossed out at PAX East?
No.
Oh, okay. I was expecting him to be there because Cousin Teg told me that, I guess he did a slow motion thing of him falling down the stairs at one point.
He might have been barred from ever going to E3.
Oh, wow.
So, but I want to play this trailer for you because I think you'd be very interested in this game.
Oh, balls.
South Park: The Stick of Truth.
I've seen it. The roleplay game?
Yes.
I'm kind of scared about it. Apparently they're making fun of Lord of the Rings, but it's going to be a roleplay game. And who's it done by? THQ? Or is it
THQ, the guys who did Elder Scrolls Oblivion. Obsidian. I think this is going to be one of the best games of the next year.
I think what we should do is just attach it to the actual thing so people can watch it themselves.
Yeah.
Trying to listen to it over a microphone is going to be a little too hard. We'll play it for Anvil later.
True.
But yeah, I mean, it does look a little bit interesting, you know?
Looks exactly like the cartoon.
Yes, because they've updated their graphics. It's not all cardboard cutout friggin' figures. But, I mean, this is in the long line of their South Park games from, you know, Chef's Love Shack to now, basically. So.
South Park Rally, Tenement's Revenge. But this will be the second game that actually looks like the bona fide cartoon.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember if Chef's Love Shack looked...
No, Chef's Love Shack was really crappy, and it was just answering questions and stuff like that. Then there was the other... there was the actual South Park game that was on the PC that I played. I can't remember.
Yeah, that was the one where you had to fight the killer turkeys, the aliens,
yeah, and you got to fight everything.
Toys.
You got to throw snowballs at things to kill it, or otherwise piss on the snowball, and then throw it.
And then there was the Terrence and Phillip farting dolls.
Yep.
Which is what I always used.
Yep.
You would.
And I don't get why a lot of people gave that game so much flack. I had tons of fun playing it nonstop.
Yeah.
But going back to E3, one of the big games that I saw over there, as I mentioned earlier, was Zombie U, which is going to be a first-person game exclusively for the Nintendo Wii U, the new system. And what makes this game very unique is the fact that, like in all zombie movies and books, but unlike... And just about every single video game involving zombies, it's a one bite and you're dead scenario.
Yep. No survival rate. Suck it.
There's no, apparently you're immune to the zombie infection, or look, here's some magical plant, just rub this right here and the zombie infection will
go away. Okay, we're making fun of Resident Evil. That's what we're making fun of.
They should give you the option to cut off that body part.
But if you get bit in the neck, you're effed.
Yes.
Well, then, you know, you die, but if you get bit in the hand, that way you beat people with a nub.
Yeah. But what I like, too, is when you go back into the game, when you die, you start up as another character, but then later on, you will meet up again with your previous character, zombified.
Okay.
And you have to kill your previous character?
Yep. That way you get back all your possessions, because when you respawn as a new character, you lose everything from your power-up, your weapons.
Okay, so all your abilities. Feel that in playing that game, did you get to play it
officially? Yes, okay. Yes, I got to play both single player and multiplayer.
Okay, so when you got to play that whole setup on the actual gameplay, did it force you to get killed?
No.
Okay, so you were like walking around and all of a sudden, bam, a zombie came out of nowhere, bit you in the ass, and then you're like, fuck me, I'm dead.
Yes.
So then the other character popped up, and then you got to that next point, and then you had to kill your fucking character.
Yes.
Was it killing that character from the point you were killed at, or was
yeah,
it?
Okay. Yes, yes.
Okay, so you're basically trying to fight your way back to the checkpoint that you just died at.
Right, because I don't know if it's going to start from the beginning, or if there will be a checkpoint system.
Oh, I fucking hope so, because I just... That's the whole thing that really... Well, to steal it from Family Guy, grind my fucking gears, because it's like when you're going and you're playing a game, and you get fucking killed, and it ends, it tosses you back to, like, the starting of that point of that game, or whatever.
It's like, you know, you see the end of the, you know, board, you're heading there, and then boom, it's like, what the
fuck? It's like, bang, fuck, you're dead.
Right.
Because I mean, it was like, what's that other one where you're the photographer there, that other...
Dead Rising.
You have to fucking go to the bathroom. Just to save the fucking as a checkpoint.
Yeah.
And that means, like, you go all the way over into, like, one part of the goddamn mall, and you go, oh, great, there's no bathrooms around here, and I feel like I have to save. So you have to run all the way back to where there's a fucking last fucking bathroom you can find, and then you have to save there, and you go back. Yeah. I think that was the worst fucking thing about that game.
I agree. God, I can't agree more.
Damn you, Japanese bastards.
They need more toilets.
Fucking Capcom. I'm telling you. Fucking Capcom. That's all I have to say.
Well, Capcom was pretty impressive this year. They had... Okay, so they have the new Devil May Cry game. It's
Wait, what number are we on? Like 6?
This is a prequel.
Oh, god damn it.
This is apparently taking place in an alternate universe, but this is like Dante's beginning.
Yeah. You know what? I have to say about this is also what they need to do is they need to do kind of like how they had that Resident Evil thing where they went back almost to all like the original games and stuff like that just to bring it back to like what, you know, they're playing on right now for the game system. So Capcom needs to take Devil May Cry and bring you back from, like, 1 to now.
Well, that's what they did. They have the HD collection that's out.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
When?
They just released it.
Good. Finally. They're actually listening for once.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one of those things is, like, if somebody, like, was to hop into Metal Gear Solid right now, you wouldn't fucking understand that, unless they did, a redo of, like, the original first Metal Gear Solid.
Right.
Because if you play that game right now, it just looks like a bunch of blocky shit.
Yeah. Which is why they did that redo version on the GameCube, the Twin Snakes.
Yeah.
Which was such a great remake.
Yeah.
But I did get to try out Resident Evil 6, and what I like about this game is there's 3 separate storylines that you can play through, but each storyline will take up as much time as it did to complete Resident Evil 5.
Jesus.
So that's like...
Pretty fucking long game.
Yep. And each storyline will, like, interchange with one another. Like, you'll reach a point in one game that happens in another point in one of the other storylines.
Mm-hmm.
But the, you know, the one I was able to get to try was the first part of the Leon Kennedy story. Who you know from Resident Evil 2 and 4, Dark Side Chronicles. And the first thing you see is him having to shoot the President of the United States in the head. Because he's now a zombie.
Oh, wow, fantastic.
So, technically, it has become the United States of Zombieland.
They should really make that fucking into a video game.
They should. Whenever they finally make the second one, I think they need to do, like, a tie-in. Like, here's what happened in between Zombieland and Zombieland 2 in video game form.
Whenever they finally get it done.
Yeah, because I know everyone's busy doing other projects, but I wouldn't be too surprised if it comes out next year.
I wonder, will they have Bill Murray again?
Maybe he becomes the zombie king.
Awesome.
No, that'd be too easy.
Yeah. I also got to try out the new Hitman Absolution game.
How are the graphics?
They're very good. Very beautiful. Very beautiful
because, game. Because the graphics that they've showed from the trailers that I've watched are pretty freaking impressive.
Yes.
And I do like the fact that they've finally made it so that you can do one of two things. You could do full on stealth, get through the whole thing, kill the person that needs to be killed, and move on. Or you kill every fucker in the room.
Yep. And I decided to do the former. And what I did was I followed this guy from a gazebo to some like back, to some back alley where the guy was taking a piss. I snuck up behind him with the piano wire, choked him out, and then before the cops arrived, I dumped his body in a dumpster and walked out.
He garroted the motherfucker. Nice.
Yeah. You're going true Irish right there.
It's one of those games where if you do the stealth mode, you've got to be very, very patient. Like, I had to wait 10 minutes before the guy actually walked over to the spot, because you could find other ways to kill the guy, but then you'd be spot noticed and possibly shot to death.
That's why you long distance.
He's still kind of doing it in a French style. Isn't that the way they cut their cheese?
10 minutes?
True.
10 minute cheese cutting?
He's talking about the garrot.
I'm talking about the garrot. Like, the you take wire, the thin wire and you slice cheese that way.
Yes. But the Irish used to use it for assassinations back in the old IRA days.
Yeah.
Right. But you can do that.
Thank you, Duck. 10 minutes to cut cheese.
I heard that's how long it takes you in the bathroom to cut your cheese.
Well,
I guess you're constipated.
I'm a big dude. Don't drop massive shits. It's okay.
And by the way, I was very happy because I got to finally play the game that we weren't able to play at PAX East.
At the Sleeping Dogs Lie or something.
Sleeping Dogs, yep. Let me tell you something. The fighting style of this game is very reminiscent of Batman Arkham City, but you can also use like elements of the environment to your advantage. Like, you know those like fans that are top of some buildings for like air conditioning?
Yes.
You can take a guy, drag him over there, and stick his face in it.
Oh, great.
And you know those little steel garters that come down on some stores, you know, to keep shoplifters out, you know.
Roxbury drapes?
Yes, thank you. You can pull a guy underneath one of those and just slam it down on him.
Okay, so it's kind of like, what's that Wii game that we like to play so much with the freaking chainsaw and the black and white? So it's going to, like, that kills?
Well, not that gory.
Oh.
But you can take, but in a very similar way, taking the advantage of the environments around you.
Okay, so you can rip out, like, you know, a sign from the friggin' floor and beat him with it?
I think so. I believe so. I wasn't able to do it here, but maybe it is in the game itself somewhere in some place.
Yeah.
Now, there's one first-person game, another assassin game that's coming out that I was very impressed with. From Bethesda, you can see the top box right there, Dishonored. And this is something I think the Vagabonds will be very interested in because it takes place in a steampunk world. And what I liked about Dishonored is the way you can assassinate people. There is like there's one style where you can call on the plague and a bunch of rats will come up and actually eat the guard.
Nah.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
So, really? Yes, really, really, really. I know we talked about Ninja Gaiden 3 on a past episode, but they had it to try out for the Wii U. Because it's coming out for that system.
No. Is it?
Yep. Called Ninja Gaiden 3 Razor's Edge. I like it better on here. I think they did a much better job with the controls, switching weapons, because it takes advantage of the whole, you know, gamepad screen.
Were you waving in front of the fucking screen wildly again?
What do you mean?
Like, were you going, ah!
Well, no. That's the Wiimote. The new Nintendo gamepad where it's, you know, it's a regular controller, but then it has a screen, like so.
Okay.
So, instead of having to go through all those menus to get to all the weapons that you want to use at a specific moment...
I have to raise my hand. What the hell is a Wii U? Because I still don't understand what the hell the Wii U
it's
is.
It's the new Nintendo system that's due out this holiday season.
Now, when you say Nintendo system, do you mean, like, in-home fucking system? Or yes, do you mean...
in-home.
But yet, you guys say it's capable of traveling.
Not exactly.
What the fuck, then?
What,
I've been told false things.
Okay, so what it's capable of is if you're playing a video game on the TV,
okay,
and someone else comes in the room and says, "Hey, I want to watch something," you don't have to go, "Shut the fuck up, I'm playing my video game." All you gotta do is press a button on the Wii U controller, and the game gets transported onto the system. So what happens on the screen is now happening on the gamepad screen.
But yet, can you walk around with
it? Yes, yes.
Outside of their house?
Not outside of the house.
Because it still needs to be somewhat connected to your Wii.
Well, no, it's wireless. Although you can connect it while you're charging it.
I'm fucking confused. It doesn't sound too proper.
But that's what's cool about it is because now up to 6 players can play in the same room at the same time.
So all your friends are going to be looking down a lot, right?
Well, no. 4 people on the Wiimotes, 2 people on the gamepad controllers.
Interesting.
Because they were showing off a trailer for one of Ubisoft's sports games, and it showed 4 guys actually trying to do the racing with the Wiimotes. And it says, like, first, second, and all of a sudden you see first place. So where's the first place guy out of 5? He's in the bathroom. He just kicked his ass while taking a crap.
He's just
in
So...
Yeah.
More, I don't know.
What's the man taking that 10-minute crap you were making fun of?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It just sounds confusing. Why was I hearing that, that the whole Wii presentation wasn't as impressive?
Okay.
That's what I was reading about. Okay. Of the, There were some things that popped up on some of our fellow things on Facebook,
yes.
And I noticed that, yes, Wii Day over, I'm going to go take care of some stuff. It was not impressive at all. That's what I was reading a lot.
Okay. So, basically, this is my opinion. This is not the opinion of everybody else, but this is my opinion.
Do you have one of those?
Yes.
Sweet.
I thought they did a decent job with the presentation.
Well, that means it sucked.
No.
No. It just lacked one final punch.
Like, did it, like, you know, they needed to Oprah everybody? Like, everybody got a free car that was standing there or some shit?
Basically. Only, now here's a game that's going to blow you away. Never seen before. They didn't do that.
So they didn't just go and, like, say, surprise butt sex. That's what they were looking for.
No, they didn't do that. I mean, okay, it was cool that they revealed Pikmin 3, because I know a lot of people have been waiting for that to come out. Showcasing how Zombie U is going to work was great. And I did like Nintendo Land. I think it's going to be a very fun game for everyone to enjoy, to get together and play. But we were looking for either something like the new Zelda, the new Metroid, the new Star Fox, the new F-Zero, and we didn't get that from this.
Son of a bitch.
But I believe that a lot more will be revealed at the Tokyo Game Show, the next big convention. I feel like that's where Nintendo's gonna lay out all of its cards.
So are you gonna go over to Japan?
I wish I could.
I was about to ask that question.
I feel like if this was poker, they had a 3 of a kind.
Did you get to check this thing out?
Omura? No, I didn't get to try out that one.
No, because I'm reading this and it's basically, I want to call this Boardwalk Empire, the show that's like on.
Good show.
Yeah, I love that show.
You turned me on to it.
But I didn't know I could turn you on, buddy.
Only to TV and movies.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, no, I was reading this and it says this is a turn-based aspect on 1920s Atlantic City.
Cool.
Sounds it, yeah.
Fucking turn-based? I don't want turn-based. I want to run around and shoot people.
Well, if you want to do that, there's the Godfather video game.
Oh, yeah. Like, I want to walk and fucking fall through the goddamn fucking place. Yeah, thanks. You know? Thank you. Thank you for a broken-ass game, people.
What do you mean broken? Okay, I played it on PC, so maybe it wasn't broken on there.
There was one broken-ass game, man.
Oh, you're thinking Godfather 2.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the first Godfather video game.
Okay, then, fine. I'll try that one.
Where they actually got a lot of the actors from the first movie back.
Well, that, or I could play Mafia, too, but apparently that wasn't fair enough, I guess.
Well, you didn't... I remember you played that game and you said it wasn't that impressive.
I was impressed with it, but I felt like they could have done more.
I like the new Max Payne.
Yeah, that one's a lot of fun. But... What?
It was like fucking 14 hours long, buddy. I'm telling you.
And I only played it for like 2.
But what I'm trying to get at is, at E3, they basically, Nintendo at their presentation laid out basically 3 of a kind. What I think they're going to do at Tokyo Game Show is going to be the straight flush.
Oh, okay. So just more or less poker terminology here.
Yes. I feel like if we were to do a any terminology in regard to poker. I feel like Microsoft just had a pair of aces and a pair of fives.
Okay.
Nintendo had the three of a kind. Sony, I feel
Had the full three house. Of a kind of what card?
Maybe three of a kind of jacks.
Okay.
And then Sony had the full house. They had the more impressive game lineup that they were showcasing. From The Last of Us, new God of War.
Is that because you own a Sony PlayStation 3?
Well, I own all three systems.
Is that because you own a Sony PlayStation? You're trying to avoid the question, sir.
No, I'm not saying it just because I have a Sony PlayStation 3. I feel like it's because they are showing off, they showed up the best games, including the new one from Quantic Dream, the people who did Heavy Rain.
Yeah, okay.
Beyond Two Souls, starring Ellen Page. From okay, Juno so and Inception.
So they basically brought in Ellen Page. They just, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Sons of bitches. And damn you, Sony. I'm going to Craigslist for that shit right now.
You might as well, dude.
There's been PS3s on there for, like, you know, a couple bucks, but that haven't been too impressive. I don't want to get me a 40 gigger.
Yeah, don't get
I could always gigger. I could always upgrade the fucking thing. I know their hard drives. They actually have just a regular hard drive in the freaking thing, and I could I could toss in like a terabyte. That's going to be a lot of porn.
Well,
or
yeah,
video games.
That's right, because porn site SugarDVD announced that you can stream on PS3 now. There will be an app
for... No. Just because of the fact that you are on PS3, you can, you know, go on the web, basically. Right. Same with Wii. You could go and watch Wii, but...
And Microsoft... Microsoft is finally doing that. Microsoft is finally doing that. So,
do they at least have some kind of virus protection thing on it? Okay, good. Because that's all you need is get, like, you know, some kind of virus on your Xbox and be like, sorry, we don't cover this. Oh, you fuckers. Just because I was watching my porn.
Yes.
And then, you know, you get, you know, like, well, cleaning your PS3, we found all this porn.
Mm-hmm.
You have a weird fascination with pregnant Mexican women.
Yeah, right.
There's one other, I'm sorry. There's no way to segue from that. There's no way to segue from that, so I gotta move on.
He's like, oh, let's just move on.
One of the cooler games I got to try out was Retro City Rampage. Think what would happen if they released Grand Theft Auto back on the Nintendo system.
Ugh.
Basically what fucking did. Original Grand Theft Auto was. It was basically a little dot running around, and all you'd have to do is hold down the trigger and spin circles and create a fucking spiral.
But it's a huge love letter to the old school video gaming, and there's like reference after reference after reference. There's like one part of the game where you're running away from the cops being chased by the bank, and all of a sudden the Ninja Turtles, the A-Team, and those two guys from Contra pop up and start chasing you
too. So it's basically like that Eat Lead game that I...
Yes!
Yeah, okay.
But in 8-bit mode...
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Holy shit, Ninja Turtles. No, I'm just kidding. I had to do it, man.
And when you think all hope is gone, a magical telephone booth appears. You kick out those two teenagers.
No. See, screw kicking out the teenagers. I want to kick Doctor Who out of his fucking thing. That's what I want to
kick him out of the TARDIS.
Yeah.
And then you warp back 3 years into the past... The telephone booth gets busted, but fortunately, you meet a crazed doc in a DeLorean.
What the what? What? Oh, God.
Exactly.
You gotta meet Marty!
Yes. Marty! Yeah, that's the best part! You land on top of Marty, killing him.
You killed Marty! What can I do for you?
It's like, great Scott, are you the one I'm supposed to meet up? Yes! Yes!
Marty, here's a grenade. What? No!
there's just so much to cover on about E3. You'll be able to see more of my pieces both on the Boston Bash Brigade and on EGMnow.com now that we've got the whole partnership thing going with them.
All right, so this is the easiest way to do it. Just go to B3Crew.com. Make it easy. Just so you don't have to type in Boston Bash Brigade and be like, wait, how do they spell bastard?
Yes.
It's ARD, not ERD.
No, we're not Quentin Tarantino.
We're not turds. We're tards. We're not turds.
But there was so much there. I had a lot of fun. There is rumors. There is a rumor that next year it might be moved to Chicago.
Chicago?
Because in Chicago, yes.
In Chicago?
You want to go to a Blackhawks game, don't you?
I'm a giant history fan in Chicago, Al Capone.
I've been watching a lot of shit lately. Like, I just watched that new show, The Boss. Oh, no, just Boss, basically. It's with Kelsey Grammer, and he's the mayor of Chicago. I watched Chicago Code. I watched, there's, like, all these Chicago programs coming up recently. So, yeah, maybe I would like to go and, like, check it out.
And I want a real deep dish pizza.
Yeah, none of this goddamn Uno's shit. I want to get
you want to go to the original Uno's.
Yeah, they have an Uno's there that's the original.
In fact, when you go in, they ask, first off, do you want a pizza? I said, deep dish, yep. And you take the order, because by the time you sit down, it should hopefully be ready by then.
Yeah, a lot of places do that. You know, they'll sit there, they'll take your order at the front door if you get pizza, seat you, get you your drinks, get you your appetizers during the whole time the pizza's cooking.
Well, that was almost like that one time I went to Krispy Kreme's and they were like, what do you want for donuts so you don't have to stand in this ridiculous line? And they had it, like, already set right there in front of, like, the line so you could just grab and go. Literally. Not pay, just grab and go.
Yes. But there's one other thing at E3 that happened that I figured we could touch on. And it'll segue into sports. And I don't know if you two were upset about this or not, because I kind of was. Where Electronic Arts has announced that they will be now taking control of UFC video games.
Bah.
It's only going to be THQ. And all I could think of is...
Wait. So who's taking over again?
EA. Remember, they were the ones...
Son of a bitch, they did EA that MMA Supremacy or some crap.
No. That was 505 Games. They did the other one with... what's his name on the cover?
Randy Couture,
thank you.
That was the other MMA one or something like
that. Yeah, it wasn't horrible.
It wasn't horrible, but the actual fighting mechanics weren't great. Like, I felt like they should have... Okay, the only thing I could really say that was good about EA MMA was its submission system.
Yeah, it was a lot easier than the old one.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just have to wait and see how it goes.
But I'm still worried because THQ did a fantastic job with UFC Undisputed 3.
Yeah, well,
in fact, it's so far my highest rated sports game of 2012.
Honestly, I just think THQ maybe wanted too much money to continue.
Either that, or they're focusing on some other games, and can't focus on UFC anymore.
Yeah, that could be it too. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Okay. So, since we've segued into sports, did you want to start by talking about MMA, or
that's where I have it on my list.
Okay.
First. So, last weekend, me and Blue...
And my nephew. And his butt buddy friend.
And his weird little Mexican child.
No, he's Puerto Rican.
Oh, sorry. Puerto Rican child. Jared. We all went down to Mohegan Sun Casino, to the Mohegan Sun Arena... For reality fighting championships. Well, we get there and you gotta cut through the casino and, well, we had...
People gambling everywhere.
Yes. And unfortunately, the two people we were with aren't 21, so we couldn't go to the casino. And they were like 5-year-olds. Oh my god, look at the girls! Look at the girls!
Yeah.
Sure! Well, we get in and the arena was actually really nice.
Holds about 8,000 people. It looked actually like it could hold a hockey rink.
Yeah, well, it's a very big arena. I mean, I know there's a lot of concerts that happen there a lot.
Yeah, it holds 8,000 people, they said. Which, actually, I thought it would have held more. I think it's through the setup that they had at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they cut that, like, a hockey rink almost in half.
Yeah, well, no, it didn't cut out too much. Because, you know, going backstage, you know, I saw a little more.
They cut a hockey... rink in like 3/4 or some shit.
Yeah, something like
that. So you can like get like 3/4 of that because we had our seats and everything like that. We're about, I want to say, 20 feet off the cage or something like that. Yeah. Within the 20 feet.
And so we set up, you know, they had it set out where, you know, it's one of those you couldn't just sit anywhere. They actually put your names on your chairs.
Yeah, and there was no flag planting that we could possibly do, and it was kind of shitty, but...
But you know, but you had great seats. You showed me the pictures.
Now, for next time, I know a few other things I have to do, you know, to get us a little bit different stuff, but it's okay.
Yeah, apparently we didn't have full access. It was I was like, dude, when you're media, you should have some kind of full
access. We need access a sticker on ours to go cage side.
Agreed.
No.
Literally, like, we could have gone, like, cage side within the actual bunker.
To take pictures.
Because they had, like, they had an actual, like, besides the walk-in area, they had, like, the actual barricades up that was went almost all the way around the whole fight ring. So our fellow guys over there at Western Mass MMA were able to get, like, right up on the cage and start taking pictures and stuff like that. Did they actually... They walked into the cage, didn't they?
They did.
They were able to walk into the cage to take pictures and stuff like that inside the cage, like, but at break time and all that
other
stuff.
Now we know for next time, and I will be attending because our next show is in September.
I did get a new camera, so we did put up pictures and stuff like that, too.
Yes, yes. And these are some very fine pictures.
I'm hoping by September to have my really good one, too, so we can get multiple angles and stuff like that. You know, Kip Collier did a really great job. He's the head promoter. I want to thank Joe Cuff, you know, for all the help he gave us. Western Mass taught us a few things. Reality puts out a really nice spread for us media people. So, you know,
yeah, we didn't learn that until about, what, like a third of the way in?
Yeah, and by the time I got back there, you know, most of the stuff was gone, but, you know, we got, you know, a couple bags of chips. Blue 8 Mine.
I was hungry, dude. A
couple balls of water. I was ice cream.
Hungry.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
So next time we'll know. The fights were truly amazing. You know, we had a couple controversial fights.
One of them was the DQ one that you want to talk about, right?
DQ one.
There was one that was according to this winner by disqualification. The Andres. Oh
yeah,
30.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, there was that one. There was the Ricardo Georges, which everybody. Not only, you know, the people that know him.
I think my nephew actually wanted to get into a fight with somebody in the thing. And that was the thing. He was up on the top shelf. He could have tossed that guy down.
Yeah. But, it was kind of cool, though, for us that actually watch it on TV. One of the referees we recognize from TV, which is Dan Magliata. I probably am pronouncing that wrong, but I apologize. Peggy Morgan, Kayleen Medeiros was a great fight.
Yeah, it was a pretty great fight, and it was, you know, it was one of the ones that went to decision, and, yeah.
They pounded the living daylights out of her, and that's...
See, that's the thing that, like, I was glad when they talked at the end, because they were saying, like, this sucks because of the fact that we're not, you know, we're not able to train with other women, we train with guys. It sucks because of the fact that, you know, like, there's not, like... We know that there's other women around that could, you know, help us out with stuff. This is, no, you've got to fight with a guy in order to get, you know, stronger. Well, yeah, I mean, I could say that might help you, but it also does suck that it feels like you're kind of alone.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, you know, they'll be able to get a couple more women into the fight set up. We feel that, you know, women should be able to get in the cage as well. You know, they don't have to be ring girls all the time. They don't have to be those hot girls that were walking around... With their arse hanging out, like ring girls and kind of scantily clad women that I saw there. But for the most part, I feel like they, you know, a girl, if she feels like she wants to go and stomp on another girl, bring it to the cage and go for it. As long as they're in the weight class.
Of course.
Is there only two weight classes for women?
No, there's a couple different
ones. Okay, because I just feel like it's only like 120 and 145 or something along those lines.
There's a 135 as well.
Yeah, okay.
There's a few different, but, you know, it is what it is.
But there was a weight difference between, wasn't there? I don't know. But there was a severe height difference, but yeah.
The main event, which was a title fight, was a really good fight in my opinion. Bruno Thierry wound up taking the title by submission, and it looked like the entire way like he was done, and then he came out of nowhere.
Yeah, he came back. It was pretty impressive.
So it was really cool to see that. The Matt Bissett fight, he was disqualified and took the loss because he threw an up kick, and his opponent's knee had, you know, touched the ground just as he did it, which is an illegal up kick.
Yeah.
So, it's unfortunate.
Didn't he also, was he the one also that hit the guy in the throat or something like that? I don't know. There was one point.
He accidentally hit him in the groin?
Yeah, there was one that was taken away. Mm-hmm. It was either that fight or one of the other fights. I can't remember off the top of my head, but one of the fights, they had a point taken away.
That was a Piggy Morgan, Kaylee Medeiros.
Oh, right, okay.
Taken away.
Yeah.
That's why Piggy won by decision, but only one of the referees called it a draw because of that one point she lost.
Yeah.
So, all in all, I can't wait till September for the next group of fights from these guys. Also coming up for fights on July 21st, Cage Titans is putting on an event up in New Hampshire. Along with that, same night AFO is doing Summer Bash down in Mansfield. And then 1 week later, Cage Titans is also putting on another event in Plymouth.
Again?
Yep. They're doing, you know, 2 in 2 weeks. So, I'm hoping they're able to pull off both of them. Cage Titans puts a really great show, same with AFO. So, we'll be letting you know where we're going to be and all that other good stuff. I'm going to have to talk to another promotion about helping us out because we can't make it to both.
Yeah.
So I'll be discussing with somebody on that one.
Hopefully, yes.
Well, moving on. The New England Patriots gave a contract extension to Rob Gronkowski.
Good,
6 years, $54 million. There's somewhere where Wes Welker is sitting there saying, "Son of a bitch!" Because he's been franchise tagged and he hasn't gotten his contract extension.
Wah, wah.
But all in due time.
Is that due to injuries and stuff?
No, I think they're just still trying to negotiate a contract that keeps him here the rest of his career. No, I think it's great giving Gronk this 6-year extension.
Yeah.
It's going to keep him here until like 2019 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it looks like he might be one of the best tight ends to ever play this game. If he stays healthy, he easily could, considering he set the record last year for yards and touchdowns by a tight end in a single season.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, in baseball, the Red Sox aren't doing so hot again.
I know Daisuke didn't have much of a good return
the other day. No, he didn't look so well yesterday. And the day before, you know, we had to face Steven Strasburg, who's a top player for the Nationals. And the sad part is, before they were the Nationals, they were the Montreal Expos. And these two games are the first two we have ever lost to that franchise. Mm. So it kind of hurts. It is what it is. Since the last time we did a show, though, there was something. Johan Santana, in his first start of this season since coming back from, you know, surgery on his arm, threw a no-hitter for the New York Mets.
Mm-hmm.
It has been 2089? I don't know. It's been a very long time. Actually, it's never happened in Mets history for a no-hitter. And the Mets have had some really great pitchers, including Nolan Ryan. And Nolan Ryan, out of all the 8 no-hitters he threw in his career, he never threw one with the Mets.
Wow.
It's been over 2,000 games in their history. So congratulations to Johan Santana. You know, the man is a former Cy Young winner, and I hope he can continue his winning ways. Into some down news. Last night, the Celtics lost Game 7 to the Heat.
They were winning by the half, and I don't know what the hell happened.
They ran out of steam.
I think so. Plus, the Heat started hitting. Their shot started landing. It happens. And it makes me sad to think that this might be the last time that we see our big three together.
Agreed. Well, they are getting up there in age.
They are, but I'd like to see hopefully maybe one more year. One more shot. Because it kind of hit me last night because I'm sitting there watching the game and with like 20 seconds left, Doc Rivers pulls Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and Kevin Garnett together off the court. And it's like, that might be the last time we ever see them walk out here together. But I will forever be a Boston sports fan. And I do hate Miami, so let's go OKC.
Yeah.
I won't be watching at all because, that's just how I am. But I just don't want to see the Heat win.
Me neither, because then we can't tell our little cell phone joke. I'm putting it on LeBron James mode. What do you mean? It has no ring.
Yep. Or, you know, you see somebody choking in a restaurant. Oh, my God! He's pulling a Heat! He's choking!
Yep.
Well, Also, we're going to continue with the moving along. The New Jersey Devils have, you know, won Game 5. So the Kings, who look like they're going to be winning Stanley Cup the other night, have now lost back-to-back. They're still up 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to win one out of the next two. Boxing lost a legend since last time we sat down in Johnny Tapia, who's 45 years old. We're still waiting to hear back on the official cause of death.
Could have been an aneurysm.
Could have been that, but he's had a drug problem in the past, things like this. They've had to revive him a few different times. I really hope it's not drugs that took his life.
Me neither.
But we will eventually find out, and when we do know, I will let you guys know. So, well, last night, there was a big fight between Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao and Tim Desert Storm Bradley. Yeah, so, in my opinion, last night boxing died over the way that this match, or this fight was called. When 12 rounds came down to a decision, and it was a split decision for Tim Bradley, which, for anybody that watched the fight, it was like, what? Now, I have the breakdown of how this went.
Mm-hmm.
Manny Pacquiao landed 253 total punches. Bradley only landed 159. Now, out of all the punches, Pacquiao landed 34%. Bradley only landed 19%. For jabs, Pacquiao landed 63 compared to 51. Pacquiao was 24% compared to 11%. And then power punches, 190 to 108, 39% to 28%. These numbers alone, it looks like Pacquiao destroyed him.
Yeah.
But two of the...
How many rounds was there?
12.
Oh, okay. I think they should go fucking 24 now.
I don't know, but two of the judges went against Pacquiao and...
Like should I make said, it like an epic Rocky like fucking fight.
Yeah.
That's what it should have been. Was this for an actual championship? Or
yes.
Okay. Yes. And you're saying the championship went to the wrong guy.
Basically. And
well, hasn't Pacquiao been at the top for a while now?
He is. He hasn't lost a fight since 2005.
But and he's switched weight classes, I've heard.
They've jumped. They all jump weight classes back and forth. But this is one of those, after this fight, once, you know, Pacquiao won, it was supposed to set up that super fight with Floyd Mayweather. Now there's going to be a rehab. But a lot of people are calling this a fixed fight.
It sounds like it.
Well, not only from what it sounds like, but Bradley made a mistake about putting the picture up on his Twitter. It was a rematch poster. It actually has the date down the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I knew this was gonna. I had a feeling that there should be probably a rematch because of that shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's in the contract that if Pacquiao loses, he has the right to ask for a rematch. But the poster already being done just doesn't make sense to me. So,
well, what fucking date did it have on there? What, next year?
I forget what the date was exactly. SportsCenter actually showed it at the same time. I think it was like September 10th or something like November 10th, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. 6 months down the road, that wouldn't be long enough.
Yeah.
So, but that was a date that was already decided upon ahead of time, because that's when Pacquiao was supposed to fight his next one, or, you know, things like that.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
So, it just kind of pisses me off, but we'll see what happens. And I'm done with sports.
Okay. So let me see. What else is on the agenda? We're already an hour into the show.
Fuck if I know, man. I don't know.
You're the only one talking about
E3. Yeah.
No, about the movie.
All right. Well, I know you two talked about Goon a couple of weeks ago, and you guys
a month ago.
Yeah, more like a month ago.
No, and actually, that was the thing when I.
It was a few months ago because you watched it on demand.
It was back in like January to February because that's when it popped on demand. So you could watch it before it was in, like, theaters or something like that, which it wasn't even in real, like, any theaters. It's an independent film.
Yes.
But it was done very well. And also, it is of one of our own... It's based on a true story of one of our own Massachusetts' own Doug Smith, who is a Hanson police officer, actually. And also, I think he does do coaching for, you know, the little guys or something like that, too. But, yeah, I have to say, this movie is absolutely hilarious. And, actually, I have to agree with the cover because, you know, it says, you know, it's kind of like a mixture of Superbad and Slapshot.
Yeah.
You know, it
basically... Slapshot for our generation.
Yeah, it is a Slapshot generation.
Just lots of hockey fights. Done very tongue-in-cheek styled. Sometimes bloody tongue-in-cheek.
You have to admit that final fight was one of the best choreographed fights ever.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Especially on ice.
Yes. The ankle shattering.
I'm actually surprised that this film didn't get a major release. Like, it just went...
That's the thing about it. It was actually just... It was one of those things they would... I think they showed it off at one of the independent film things or something along those
lines. Yeah, the Toronto Film Festival.
Yeah, so...
And, like, the only reason me and him found out about it is one of my co-workers...
Well, no, actually, it popped up on a couple trailers I saw, like, from... Well, you know, there was one that I saw that I think I saw on TV, but then I check out IMDb so many times and I find, like, you know, a lot of stuff that way.
Yeah, because I know one of my coworkers mentioned it to me, and I mentioned it to you, and we wanted to buy it that day to check out.
Yeah, but it when I bought it, it had a release date like the starting of June. So it finally, I just got it in the mail recently. So I was wicked happy when I got it. So
yeah,
but yeah, I mean the way that they did the movie was just absolute classic. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
very realistic regarding. The fighting style
was pretty realistic. I mean, when I was watching the joke part when they were showing how they were doing the fighting, you know, it was pretty freaking impressive to make it look real.
Yeah, and I remember you were telling me about this movie earlier, how it had a Jay Baruchel in it. You never told me he co-wrote the film.
I didn't know he co-wrote the film until I saw the cover.
I co-wrote the film, too.
You co-wrote nothing.
My name's in it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Which, by the way, he's doing a new movie right now called The Apocalypse. And it's going to have him, James Franco, Jason Segel, Seth Rogen, Emma Watson, Rihanna, Paul Rudd, Jonah Hill. It's basically the celebrities putting themselves in a situation as to what would happen if the world was coming to an end. What would they do? And it's supposed to be really hilarious.
Buy a private island and I'll move there.
That's the thing. The world is going. What's the point of buying a private island when it's just going to blow up anyway as soon as you move on to it?
You didn't say the world was going to blow up.
No, he said it was going to blow up.
That's end of the world.
It's the end of the world, man.
Well, end of the world's one thing, but you said it was going to blow up.
But it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
This means that everybody could have died from some cool infection, so you move off to a private island so the infection can't get there.
Dude, there's a plane. And plane, that's the main thing that...
The plane and...
Plane usually insist on, you know... infection spreading. I was watching Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and that's basically what was going on by the end of the film.
Yes.
Because the guy was the next-door neighbor who got, you know, blood on him from the guy that was dying from the disease or something like that that they created or some shit, actually was going onto the plane, and he had bloody nose or something like that. He was going on the plane just because he was going on the plane. He was actually the pilot of the plane. So I can only imagine how much he spread on the plane.
Yep.
It's like... How's everybody doing today? We're going to have a great flight.
Achoo!
High five, here we go.
Achoo again!
Yep.
Enjoy that, motherfucker. But yeah, back to the movie. What do you feel about this movie? Especially the whole concept. The first fight that he did wasn't even in the ice rink. It was outside of the ice rink.
Yeah, he's standing up to his gay brother, for his gay brother.
Yeah, what did you feel about the whole concept of the look at that period face?
I've never seen blood spurt out of anybody like that before.
We have. The Bigfoot Silva fight.
Yeah, dude.
Blood spurt out of his face like that.
Well, no. I meant more like, I know it was squirting down his face. I'd never seen it squirt forward.
When
like
he was
that.
Turned sideways, it was squirting clean out. Because if you actually watch the video over, you can actually see it again, like, you know, 8 to 10 inches away from his head.
Yes.
Look at that face, period. I'm sorry, that was just too good.
But I felt that it was a pretty enjoyable film. Something that more people should see? I mean, if you're into sports, if you're into hockey, yes.
Actually, I showed one of my friends that wasn't even into hockey, and he enjoyed it.
Okay.
And that's pretty impressive. Because it's our Asian friend. He's like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck is going on? He's like, this is a good movie, but what the fuck?
I gotta start watching more hockey.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry,
but some of these brawls that actually happened in the actual, like, movie were just, it seemed pretty classic.
Yeah. It makes me wish that the actual fights that happen in real life in hockey were as exciting.
But that's the only thing about this is because of the fact that it shows like a level of the actual like National Hockey League, but it's not like the actual National Hockey League. It's another version of it. Like, what was it? There was like the Boston whatever, and then it wasn't even the Bruins. It was another team, and then they had the Toronto Pirates or some shit like that. And then they had the actual league, which was, what, the EHL or EMHL or
yeah.
something like that, which is, like, the lower league just below the National League. And it's just, like, it's kind of hard because these guys, they're the ones that don't get any, like, you know, real good stuff coming to them. They go on a bus, they go to the next match, they're pissing in a hole in the back of the fucking bus. It's a real shit show, all I have to say.
Yes.
So it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, it shows you the gritty side of being a hockey player because of the fact that not everything is all sunshine and rainbows. Especially because they're not playing fucking baseball.
Yes. Agreed. Except, of course, rainbows that shoot out of the nipples, or however that line went.
What nipples? What?
Remember he was talking about Alison Pell's characters, like... Oh God, do you shoot like rainbows out of your nipples or
fart cinnamon?
Fart cinnamon.
Did you fall off a toilet paper roll? Of course, the gay brother's like, "Don't ruin it for him. Don't ruin it." But of course, she was enjoying it. Who was that again? Is that Jay
Baruchel?
That's Jay Baruchel. Yeah.
Yeah. Who voiced Hiccup in
How to
Train Your Dragon?
He did. How to Train Your Dragon. He's done, like, Sorcerer's Apprentice. He's always, like, that
She's geeky, out of my leg.
He's the geeky, quiet type, right? Yet, in this movie, he is the dirtiest motherfucker out there.
Yep. He was in Tropic Thunder.
Yes. Even in Tropic Thunder, he was a geeky little fucker.
Uh-huh.
But this one, he had, like, his own show. It's called Hot Ice. And he was, like, saying about Pussy Patrol and all this other stuff.
Yep. Even the dude was like, "I'm done."
Yeah,
the producer's
actually,
like,
you know that guy that was sitting there with like the fuzzy hair eating something with the blue shirt?
Yeah.
He's actually from, he was that guy who got his head cut off in Hobo with a shotgun.
Yes.
And also from Trailer Park Boys.
That's what I was about to say, because the Trailer Park Boys have a
kid. I was like, yes, represent Canada for that guy. He's repping the Canada. I was waiting for his buddy from Trailer Park Boys to come in with his Jack and Coke and stuff like that. But I feel like this was, you know, it was put together really good, man. I enjoyed it all together. I mean,
same here.
I mean, is there anything else you want to say about this movie? I mean, especially with the whole fact that
I know that
Ross the Boss Ray was played by none other than the guy who played the brother in Wolverine, Sabretooth.
Yes.
Say his name, damn you. Say his name.
Liev Schreiber.
There you go. He is an awesome actor.
He is.
Wait, who's that other actor that you have a hard-on for? From the biker group there?
From Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah. You have such a hard-on for him.
Yes.
The coach.
Kim Coates?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Because every time Kim Coates pops up, it's like, look, I'm pitching a tent, guys.
Really?
Yes, that's what I hear from you every time. Dude, Kim Coates!
You don't want to see what happens if Ron Perlman goes on the screen.
It's like, Jesus, no, there's no fight. Dude, you love Hellboy, don't you?
No, I don't.
Yes, he does.
Oh, Ron Perlman.
He Bucky Larson's that shit. I just watched that last night and I was like horrified.
Yeah, I hear that's a terrible movie.
Okay, his porn setup is a girl basically pulls off her top and he spooges everywhere. That's his whole fucking thing. That's what I watched last night and I was just scared. Apparently he won all the awards for the porn awards, yeah.
Best splooging.
Best splooging, best everything.
Money shot.
Yes.
But how do you make a money shot when you don't even insert?
He doesn't have to. There is no money shot when you insert. You explode every. Just fuck this. Let's get it over with.
End this show now.
Put a fork in it.
Okay, let's put a fork in this episode.
I don't have to explain porn. People just can fucking watch porn.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If you want to know more about porn, the internet.
Have your own goddamn opinion about porn. I'm not telling you what to watch.
Okay, fine. Let's stick a fork into this podcast.
Except this motherfucker. Whips and chains all the time.
Yes.
You know, and Bill agrees. You know, and Bill agrees.
That's all by Rihanna. That's his life.
I don't know
don't stop making those sounds.
I'm going to watch the power play move on this. So there's an interactive setup on it.
Okay. So, remember, visit our website, B3 Crew, for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 Crew. If you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to talk about, you can reach us at thebashers@bossandbashmagazine.com. You can read my up-to-date video game articles on egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. But don't worry, if you can't remember that, those articles will be up later on the B3 website. You can follow me on Twitter, king_baby_duck. You can follow Anvil at Anvil63, Blueonic at Blueonic.
We're also on Facebook. Mr. Winded Guy over here. Whew! Yeah. So, more or less, we're on Facebook, so you just have to look us up by just type in Boston Bastard. By the time you get to the Boston part, it should pop up all the other sport things besides Celtics, Bruins, then us! So, more or less, you should be able to click on that, like us. We've been getting actually a lot. I've been noticing that there's been, I don't know what it is, but there's been, like, random people actually liking us.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I've been like, holy shit, somebody else liked us or something like that. So
I've been growing steadily.
Yeah, it's getting there. It's getting there. I'm pretty happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the bar graph that we have on our page set up. I mean, like, we can see it, not you people, like, when you go and check it out, but when we see it, it's like, I was noticing, like, little pattern.
You people.
Yeah, I said you people. I'm fucking done.
Yeah, we got.
People are going to attack me now.
A lot of people have been checking out the website, I mean, or the Facebook
page. How many numbers we got?
Last week we had over 9,000!
Yay. 9,000 a week. Fantastic.
Like
so if we're getting a constant of like 8,000 to 9,000, so you times that by 4, and I suck at math. So
between
32,000 to 36,000.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's not bad at all.
No, it's not.
I like it.
Yeah. We were taught. I was also talking to one of the guys over at Digital Noob, who I made best buddies with. He's interested in maybe even showing up on a future podcast episode with us. And in return, us showing up on a future podcast episode with him.
Fantastic.
And we actually made connection with, you know, that other group from New York.
Yeah. It wasn't Connecticut?
Oh, that's Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut.
Sorry, we were on the argument with the New York one.
Yeah, we got. Yeah, that lady was sucked.
Someone takes my seat with my name on it and tells me, you know, when somebody else from another group shows up, I can have my seat back.
Yeah, okay.
So I get through.
So, yeah, more or less, we're good on that part. We're making connections, and yeah, if you see us on the street, Anvil and I, yes, you could tackle. King, baby, Doc, be gentle.
Yes.
Go over and give him a slap on the back. Unless you're a girl, yes. You can jump and what? What is that thing called? Glooping or whatever?
Glop me.
Yeah, glop
me. You can glop me so
hard,
baby.
Glop him hard. Glop him so he falls over and breaks his
pelvis. Especially you 500-pound women.
Oh, no. Jump over him. No, no.
Jump over him.
No, no, because then that children is called manslaughter.
No.
Sure it is.
It's called involuntary manslaughter.
That's just showing a lot of love. All right.
Or if they're big enough, they might still fall into vehicular.
Oh, that's a tank. All right, so go ahead.
Check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Agro, The Vagabonds, Matt the Wad, The Issues Program, JC Sargent, and that's all I'm going to give you.
Okay. I know we got
MMA.com.
We got some shit coming up, but we can't get into it right now because we just got to line up ducks up or however.
Yeah.
Yes. You're going to play duck hunt with some of the ideas, and you're going to shoot down the ones that you think are terrible, and then we're going to just let the other ones fly away, and the dog laughs at us.
I'm going to have to go on Amazon.com and order some duck hunt for Wii now. Had me some fun. Actually, I'd go back and play Top Shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we should try to put people's heads down so we can get real ducks.
Yeah. Right, duck? No.
What?
Yeah. I want to play Duck Duck Goose. No, okay. All right,
I wonder if there's a kinky way to play Duck Duck Goose.
Duck. Duck. You wish you were a duck.
Run! No, I'm just kidding. I do have to give it to them on that new Toyota program. I mean, commercial with the Toyota tires.
Oh yeah.
The guy's like duck, duck, and then he called Goose on the Lamborghini, and they try to like chase each other around a circle. She's like, no 360s, bitch. Alright, let's end this.
Okay, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Robotic.
Reminding you, you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Yeah.
We are the Bastards. Peace.